In Tasmania, the orange ruffia, slowly maturing but very good eating fish, was massively overfished in the late 80s and early 90s, almost to the point of extinction. Now it's the highly regarded Tasmanian lobster that's under threat, and fishermen are so worried about the decline in its numbers, they're putting up their hands and telling the government to cut the commercial quotas. With an eye to the past, they've voted to push for a 20% reduction in the catch, in the hope that it will help secure the long-term sustainability of their industry. Simon Lauder is in Hobart.
John Sansom's boat is anchored at Hobart's Constitution Dock as he gets ready for the beginning of the rock lobster fishing season.
We go to sea with a boatload full of pots and we put them in the water and we go around and pull them twice a day. You're standing on the well now, or the tank where we keep them alive to bring them home.
And it's, what, 2 or 3 weeks before the official start of the season. Are you ready?
Yeah, I've just got to get this engine going properly. It's just had a rebuild, so I'm just lining it up and getting it ready to fire.
And how long have you been a rock lobster fisherman?
Over 30 years now, Simon. Average cost for a trip for me is around about $3,000 worth of expenses before I go, yeah.
And how many people are on this boat when you're out?
Just me, myself and I.
Get a bit lonely?
No, I enjoy it. Yeah, it's a good lifestyle.
But things aren't as good as they have been. Tasmanian rock lobster fishermen have reported a decline in catch rates for the past 3 years.
You just notice a decrease in the number of fish in the pots, that's basically it, yeah. And the keepers, there's not as many keepers in each pot as there was. We're working harder for less fish.
Mr. Sampson is the president of the Tasmanian Rock Lobster Fishermen's Association. Its members have just taken a vote that could involve massive self-sacrifice in the hope of a brighter future. They're asking the state government to cut their annual quota by 20% over the next 3 years.
It's an extremely large sacrifice. I mean, I don't know whether most people will realise it. You know, 20% cut in your pay is a big slice of it. So, you've got to either work harder to try and make up the shortfall or do without.
So, for you, what's the argument for going ahead?
Sustainability. It's all about the sustainability of the fishery. If we don't have a fishery, we've got nothing.
Neville Perryman has been a lobster fisherman for 3 decades. He says the association's response reflects changing attitudes in the industry.
You know, going from that change of, there'll always be fish because, you know, it's a big ocean to sort of realising that there's only a certain amount that you can take out sustainably.
A lot of people must be looking at your industry putting its hand up for a 20% cut and saying, you're mad.
It helps being a bit mad when you're a fisherman. I think the lifestyle, it takes a toll on your body and your sanity at times. But it's in the interest of the industry in the long term. You know, you've invested in the industry and you want to have that confidence that when you get out that you're leaving something behind. And probably comes down to the old adage that, you know, you want to leave it in a... You're only borrowing it from your children, really.
Unsurprisingly, not every member of the Rock Lobster Fishermen's Association is keen on giving up a fifth of the industry's fishing rights. John Hammond doesn't believe the scientific modelling which predicts a further decline in lobster numbers.
Catchability is something that's pretty much impossible to measure. And where we fish at Flinders Island, we're the only ones that fish that bottom. Nobody else knows where the grounds are. So the fish haven't caught the last 747 and gone somewhere else. The fish are still there.
Mr. Hammond says cuts in the lobster quota will hit small operators the hardest.
All this is doing is playing into the hands of the big operators and the factories, and at the end of the day, all it adds up to now is who's got the longest pockets, and half his fish will get knocked off out the door finished. And, you know, I think it's bloody terrible.
The state government is due to announce the new quota in December.
Simon Lauder.